Following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And as usual on this show, we're going to focus on the math involved with tax planning, specifically planning for folks that are interested in making real estate their primary wealth accumulation tool, be it directly owning real estate or whether it's by investing in partnerships to acquire larger properties like apartment buildings. We refer to that option as real estate private partnership syndications or REPs. And as many of my clients have learned, that particular asset space is one of the most attractive when it comes to the rates of return that can be earned over the rest of your lifetime. And for those that are behind on retirement wealth accumulation, which is most of the people that connect with us at some point, that particular asset, the real estate private partnership syndications using multifamily properties, is absolutely one of the best asset classes that we've seen in, we've been working in this space for 20 plus years now. And it's not to say you can't make money other ways, but if you're short on time, there's nothing like the private syndications that can get you caught up. And that's usually what we're working with, people that are in their mid-50s to mid-60s that realize that, you know, $300,000 or $400,000 in a 401k program with their employer is not going to get them there. And when you look at the life expectancies that males and females have currently, if you look at the IRS tables, you'll see males are expected to live to 85 to 86. Females are a little bit higher, 87, 88. That's a long time at whatever you define retirement as from an after-tax income perspective to get there. And understanding which code sections to execute your investing under is critical for you to fully exploit those investment opportunities. And before we start talking about some of the current goings on with regard to the tax proposals that are now a step closer to being a law as opposed to a proposal, I want to just elaborate, as I normally do, on the disclaimer that you heard on the way into the show from the KSEV folks, to tell you that MP Ross CPA, MP Ross CPAs, my firm, or the Be a Planner Show or websites, contact us request, podcasts that you might hear, etc., does not make me or us, your CPA, your accountant, your tax advisor, or any other professional. And while I will not disclaim this content as being for entertainment purposes, we hope you find it entertaining, and we hope you find it motivational. We hope you realize that, hey, here's a better way to execute what you might already be thinking about, or maybe you've already signed up. You know, a lot of shows on this radio station involve real estate investor slash mentor programs. And they all have a different level of understanding. They all have, well, most of them use the same strategies. They call them different things. In any event, I would tell you that from a motivational standpoint, those platforms are good. Maybe some are better than others. But, you know, the motivation to sell a membership, I think, exceeds the motivation to make your money grow, and I think that's very apparent once you actually write the check for some of the platforms. And, you know, the one thing that we do is, having been members of several platforms ourselves, currently members, we're investors, and more importantly, we understand the math associated with the various code sections that you can execute under. And we can show you what the differences are, and we can help you fully exploit those code sections. At the same time, we're showing you how to fully exploit the specific mentor platforms that are involved. We'll show you how to get the most out of those platforms in spite of what they may plan. Again, our focus is the math for you, specifically for you. And you'll hear comments throughout the sales process, throughout the workshops, of the various programs where, you know, it's one speaker standing up front dispensing, quote, knowledge, I guess, or education of some sort to a group of people. And the problem is that, like almost every question I get from assorted clients, the answer is maybe. Depends on your specific facts and circumstances. Whether you can retire in 2.5 years, as I hear promoted on one of the local platforms, or whether it's going to take you 8 years, that's based on the math. And for someone to say, you know, our average is 2.5, I'm going to tell you right now, unless it's only millionaires that are joining the program, that's not a true statement. And that's not to say there's not a few people that do, but I'm telling you, percentage-wise, that is not a true statement. And I think you're smart enough to understand that when you hear words like my friends, or quite honestly, that your radar should go up, because it usually means the opposite of whatever is getting ready to come next. And, you know, I try, in fact, I hope I never use those terms, because I would hope that I don't have to worry about being honest with people. I really eschew that phrase when a salesperson or other advisor says, you know, let me be honest, or quite honestly. It's like, hey, wait a minute, does that mean you haven't been honest so far? Because I need to understand which parts of this discussion have not been honest. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to selling, and specifically these radio or mentor programs, there's a lot of parts of it that could fall into the not being honest category. And if you listen closely, you'll start to question maybe some of the advice. And we help you. We don't really question the advice as much as we try to put the math to the advice. And then we let you question it, or we let you accept it and decide how you're going to move forward. And, you know, if I can help educate you as to your options, given your investment options, I can educate you as to the tax code options. That's our goal. We want you to know what you're signing up for at the end of the day, what you're signing up for, and what you can expect. And in any event, we're getting ready to take a break. If you want to ask questions, you can reach me at 281-558-5738, or you can email me at nathan@mpross.com. We'll be back in a minute.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves, it's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. And I think that song by Neil Diamond probably is one of the most appropriate songs for this show, where basically the people that are working with us have been taking the wrong advice or not fully executing the advice they've gotten, which may have been good. And, you know, the problem is they've ended up on a highway to nowhere, as Neil says, and they're looking for that exit. And we think that real estate private partnership syndications is definitely the right exit if you execute it correctly. And speaking of, I heard a show that came on just before this one, or at least it came on this station just before this one, and I heard basically there's 6 steps that you want to undertake to get your financial freedom and to change your retirement outcomes. And I guess, you know, those 6 steps are all admirable. They're all, in my opinion, partially correct. It's just they leave off some pretty big components that I think are necessary. And, of course, the use of the phrase "my friends" is splattered throughout, which, you know, puts me on notice right away. I know something's coming. And I want to run through those 6 steps right quick, because for any of you that listened to the show before this one, it's a great show, and I really like the host, and I want to help him. So I'm going to help him, if he's listening, clarify some of these points. And for you that maybe heard part of that show or all of it, I think these points will probably make sense. And you know, we agree that realizing you have problems, or a problem in terms of the retirement wealth accumulation, is something you've got to come to grips with. That's pretty obvious, or you wouldn't be interested in this space. I mean, you know, most people are looking for a way to make money for retirement without knowing all the details. They don't understand there's a difference, for instance, between cashing out your retirement funds and paying significant tax and the loss of the wealth that could come from investing that tax instead of paying the IRS. And, you know, I've heard this particular show talk many times about, you know, don't do the obvious. Don't invest your retirement money. Let's pay tax on it and invest what's left. And I'm just telling you right now, that runs counter to common sense if they only understood. And, of course, it's not common sense if you don't know, right? So, and that's probably true of many of the strategies that are recommended. with these folks. And so you just, you know, again, the newbie or the person that's desperate to make changes won't know about these options unless they listen to shows like mine or they engage with people like me, that I'm not selling you a membership. I'm going to provide you some tax advice and some math analysis if you choose to work with us, and you do what you want to do with it, invest or don't invest. But if you're going to, you want to fully exploit. By fully exploit, I mean you want to make the most amount of money off that investment that you can possibly make by doing it a better way than what you might hear at your case study nights or your mentor counseling. I've heard mentors at assorted groups tell people the same thing about the retirement money. I've heard CPAs that are vendors with these investment groups tell you that, well, you know, you're not going to get any tax benefits. You shouldn't invest in real estate. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you will get tax benefits, but let's set that to the side for a moment. I want to help you make more money. We're going to take the tax benefits to the extent they're available, which they are, by the way. That's just a total lack of understanding, and it usually comes from folks, even CPAs, that don't work in the retirement plan taxation arena like we do. We work at the intersection of real estate taxation, retirement funds taxation, private syndications, real estate partnerships, and zero tax math. We're looking for ways to get your income, this elusive cash flow that the investment platforms make it sound like they've got the key to unlock. We want to find a way to get that money out, not just tax deferred. And I know they call it tax free, and bless their hearts, they're not tax people. I understand that. They don't understand that if you put a dollar in and at some point you take $1.50 out, you're going to pay tax on the 50 cents. It's the law. And I understand there's all sorts of passive activity, loss carryovers. There's 1031 exchanges, which, by the way, if you're investing in real estate private syndications, you will probably never see that creature in your life. It's as elusive as the Loch Ness Monster, I guess, to put it in folklore. Yes, the 1031 exchange exists. Does it exist for a partnership with 115 partners in it? Quite likely not. Quite likely you're not going to get through the hurdles that are there for a 1031 exchange, which is a tax-free exchange, if we even have it much longer, because that's all part of Mr. Biden's tax changes, is to do away with that. So in any event, I understand that we need to change our map. We got to find the right map. We got to find a plan that frees you financially. But I'm going to point out, most maps that I've seen have more than a few options that go to the same destination. There are multiple risk involved in investing and saving and earning for the future. And specifically with real estate will solve a lot of problems financially. It'll make a lot of cash flow. But it doesn't solve some of the major risk that we have as Americans and as investors and as folks that plan on retiring. And, you know, the folks that espouse real estate as the really the only option, that's the problem. Real estate's a great option. It's not the only option. And in some cases, it may not even be the best option. But when you're selling memberships, you don't stop to think about the unique details involved with each person that's faced with these challenges. But I'm going to tell you, planners, which is what we are, we plan. We're not reporters. We will report if you make us do it. We'll do your tax return. But we plan. We're looking to change your go forward, whether it's this year, next year, or 20 years from now, by making sure that the code sections that you execute under will generate more retirement wealth or more wealth in general or more cash flow in the current year. These strategies are all over the board. But we understand that cash flow alone does not cover two of the most worrisome risk in poll after poll after poll or survey for most Americans. And I'm referring to the longevity risk. I mentioned earlier our life expectancies are significantly longer now. And the tax rate risk. Those are the two big ones. There's assorted other ones, but those are the two big ones that real estate does not necessarily address. In other words, real estate does not necessarily mean you've got money to pay next month's bills. It may mean you have some wealth, but, you know, as people learn that are in these partnerships, the ability for you to pay next month's or next year's bills doesn't come with a phone call where you call the sponsor, the lead partner involved, and say, hey, I need $100,000 of my investment back to start paying my bills next month. That's not how it works. And so there are other products that can help mitigate the longevity risk in tandem with real estate. And likewise, the concept of tax rate risk, if you don't think rates are getting ready to go up, and I say getting ready, it could happen this year, next year, or in 8 years, which I think is quite likely for most of the clients we serve, where they, you know, they're making less than $500,000 a year, although there are some exceptions that will get caught in that net that's in the process of being cast. But we think you've got some time to where if we can educate you and analyze the math, we can help you get to a point where, you know, the next 5 to 10 years, you're to the extent you're able, given the makeup of your income, we can get you down into the lower brackets. And for some folks, that'll be paying no tax. Depends on how the income streams are structured. But the point is, there's other tools that we would suggest should go in tandem with real estate. There's no question the cash flow off real estate's hard to beat, and the tax rules for real estate are hard to beat if you understand how to time transactions and offset gains that you might have on one disposition or sell with others. I'm going to also say, you know, when it comes to education, you know, it's critical. The notion of using whatever funds you have now without parting with 25 to 30, 35% of it. In fact, if you live in the state of California, it might be as much as half. It's just critical. I mean, I'm going to tell you, take a look if you get a chance. If you go to the website, our website, baplanner.com, and scroll to the bottom of that website, you will see an illustration. I refer to it as 401 math illustration. And when you look at what the concept of paying your tax today for something that could be put off literally for a lifetime, in other words, we'll let your heirs worry about it, and we'll work with them if they let us to help mitigate that tax. But if you'll look at the bottom of that homepage where I've got an illustration just based on $350,000 401k account using a 20% IRR, which I know some people say, well, gee, that sounds a little high. Well, I'll use whatever you want me to use when we do it for you, and we'll do it for you, complimentary, by the way, if you'll fill out the intake forms that you can find a link to there at the top of the site. And we're looking at a scenario where I'm trying to show people how you really can retire in 5 years under a given set of facts. But, you know, the two biggest issues is how much money do you have to get started, and how do you define retirement? How much after-tax annual income? And those are two questions that the gurus on these mentor platforms never seem to get around to asking, and I'm telling you, it makes a big difference. But this illustration shows you that on $350,000, you let it compound for 5 years, you can actually get there. Anyway, we're getting ready to go to another break. Again, if you'd like to call in, 281-558-5738.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
When it's time to replace a roof, some people put it off until an emergency arises. This is Deb Tejada from Tejas Roofing, your Houston roofing company. I understand. People tell me it's way too complicated and too expensive.
Our customers tell us they wish they would have done it sooner.
I hear it all the time. Once the roof is replaced, they wonder why they waited so long, because it's really not that complicated. We show up on time, we quote you a fair price, we replace most roofs in just one day. At Tejas Roofing, we take pride in making the process easy.
The cleanup is phenomenal. People always comment that it looks like we were never there. And now those customers sleep better at night knowing your new roof has been installed correctly.
When you know you need a new roof, don't put it off. Call me now, Deb Tejada at Tejas Roofing, 281-251-0304. Estimates are free, 281-251-0304. When you need roofing repairs, a new roof, or remodeling, call us at Tejas Roofing, 281-251-0304.
Don't get caught off guard again. Call Electric Consultants today and always have power on tomorrow. Protect yourself and your family from another powerless night in the dark with a Champion backup generator from Electric Consultants. They have a limited supply in stock now, ready for immediate purchase and installation scheduling. And every generator from Electric Consultants comes standard with a 10-year warranty for replacement parts and 2 years for labor. Call now, 281-547-8576. 281-547-8576. Electric Consultants. Power on.
Paul Berlin, a radio icon. His unique style and warm personality endeared him to so many. His endless stories and great music will never die. Paul may no longer be with us, but his memory will live on. KSEV is proud to continue with the best of Paul every Saturday evening, 6 till 8 p.m. Paul said it best as he closed his show.
We'll meet again at 700 a.m. KSEV in Heavenly Houston.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross. So halfway through the show this week, and again, anyone that would like to ask a question, by the way, there's no stupid questions. Trust me, these are very fuzzy topics for most people, and actually, if you're thinking about a question, it's probably one that 20 other people have, just haven't bothered to ask it. So give us a call, 281-558-5738, or you know, you can send me a contact us on our website. And by the way, on our website there'll be an email opt-in option that pops up at some point there, and I would encourage you to complete that. We're getting ready to roll out assorted tax planning strategy options. We'll have some webinars, short 30-minute webinars on assorted strategies that will be things of interest for those that want to try to mitigate what's coming. And you know, there's multiple approaches. Not all apply to each taxpayer, but it's amazing how many do. So that's something that we at this point will diagnose for you for free. And then if you want a written prescription, we'll charge you for that step. And then if you want us to fulfill the prescription, I'm using medical terms to make it easier to understand, we'll bill you for that too. But the first step is finding out what might be applicable. And at least for the moment, we still do that phase, the diagnosis, complimentary, provided you fill out our forms and provide us with historical tax returns, that sort of thing. Back to the six steps. We were into education, and you know, I can't emphasize enough the quality of the education matters. It's material, and if you're told to turn left when you should have turned right because someone at the front of the room says it very boldly and confidently, and usually will even say something to the effect that I took this same step as if that's some sort of validation or you know, confirmation that this is correct too. And all I'm going to say is that means they fell prey to the same advice as well. And by the way, if you go back or if you get a chance to go to the website and look at that sample illustration, you're going to notice that for someone that has that $350,000 in their 401, if they can even get to it, which, you know, there are some ways that are not necessarily, you know, in the answers you're going to get from your HR department that we know about, we know how to execute. But let's assume for all intent and purposes that you've just severed employment with your employer. And so, or you've gotten old like me, you've turned the magic 59 and a half or older in my case. And so you do have access to your funds. So your choice is, do I roll this over to another deferred tax plan, such as an IRA or a 401, self-directed 401, or what some people call a solo K. Solo K is a marketing term. I use the term 401 trust because that actually appears in the Internal Revenue Code. However, that aside, so your choices are to roll over generically and or pay the tax and take your money out. And you'll see in this example I've got there, there's approximately $94,500 with this specific set of facts and circumstances, this particular prospect or taxpayer, where, you know, if they decided to rip the Band-Aid off and just be done with any future tax being paid on those retirement funds when they come out later, that they would write that check for $94,500. And what I try to impress upon you is it's not just the $94,500 that you're walking away from. It's the income or the wealth creation that will occur on that $94,500 were you to keep those dollars invested where they're compounding at rates that we've seen now for over 20 years, somewhere in the 10 to 30% per annum range on those dollars in these private real estate partnership syndications involving apartment buildings. And so when you factor in the income that you would have gotten by rolling the funds over in the right, under the right code section, that turns in, if you look down at the bottom left corner on the key metrics, number five says the 2021 deferred tax invested for 30 years. That turns into lottery type money. $22,432,000. And before you say, well, gee, Nathan, you're a kook, there's no way, I'm going to tell you, pull out a simple $4 Walmart calculator and multiply $94,500 by 1.2 by 1.2, go out 30 years, and guess what? That's your amount. So when someone very confidently stands at the front of the room and says, well, this is what I did, well, I got news for you. You may want to start questioning some of the other things they're telling you they've done, because there's probably some fuzzy math involved. And I'm going to mention one item that I think is very fuzzy, is the concept of equity capture that I hear most of the mentors talk about. And I'm not suggesting that you don't make money on the buy. You absolutely make money when you buy it, based on you getting what you're thinking, and I may even be thinking based on an appraisal, I'm getting it for less than, quote, fair market value. Well, you know, maybe, maybe not. I mean, the problem is equity capture isn't something you report on your tax return, okay? I want to see what you're going to report on your tax return, and that is where I say you're making money. And if, you know, 15 years from now you decide to sell that property, okay, let's see what the equity capture is. I know I've had clients that made a lot of money. I've had clients that lost money on the sale. And I'm not saying they didn't get other benefits along the way. I'm just suggesting equity capture to me is not to be put on the same plane as somebody paying down your mortgage, which you're also getting, or the monthly cash flow, which is likely cash flow after tax, because you get expenses like depreciation. And so those are real. And so I think, you know, in large measure, the sales pitch is somewhat valid. However, I'll also tell you something I never see discussed. And as someone that's bought and sold a lot of real estate, I can tell you right now the concept of repairs, I don't care how good the tenant is, there's going to be repairs along the way, and in some cases, material. And I know that these platforms will tell you, or the mentors, that you know that you did something wrong if you have major repairs that you've got to cover. In other words, you should have had the tenant somehow on the hook for that. Well, you know, a lot of tenants are struggling to buy groceries next week. They're not worried about making repairs to your property. And, you know, if they have to lose a deposit, well, so be it. So, you know, again, the reality of what's, you know, what involves rental real estate is a little bit different than the sales pitch at times. But even that can be surmounted with your various options. You invest passively in a partnership that's buying an apartment building where you've got the lead partner who's usually done this before, understands how to deal with these issues, knows how to plan for it, knows how to set up capital reserves, or maybe the lender demands it. And so there's other ways of mitigating some of these risks. But I'm going to tell you the single family rental model is one that has some risks that really aren't talked about on case study night. And by the way, on case study night, you're only going to hear the good stories, premature as they may be in many cases, meaning, you know, someone just closed 2 months ago and it's like, you know, well, yeah, the first 2 months is all roses and lollipops, I guess you might say. But not to say that a lot of money doesn't get made in single family rentals. It absolutely does. And I've got clients that have 30, 40, 50 of them, and it's pretty amazing the after-tax cash flow that they can generate. I guess I want to move on. The fourth step was preparation, and I think it's telling that, you know, the information I heard was, you know, start with $15,000 to $35,000. Yeah, that'll get you one house, maybe two, depending on your lender and your credit score, et cetera. But it's interesting that if the comment was made that if you have more money, you can move much quicker without, I didn't hear much explanation there, but that's basically what I'm saying, that, hey, if you've got more money, invest in the partnerships, take a passive role. That's what fits most people that are 50 years or older, 55 or older. It's not going out and running a Class C apartment building. And but anyway, you know, the concept of reserves, again, though, is, to me, that's part of preparation. It's not just, you know, getting enough money to go buy a house. Let's see here. Well, I'm going to leave this topic. I think I've made my points. But in any event, back to what we do. Well, okay, I hear the break coming. Let's punt till we return for the last segment. And I'm going to address, I did a little bit of an FAQ a week ago on the 401 trust, which generated a lot more questions in email. So we'll go into some of those when we come back.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs But only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Universal Propane Grill and Light is where all the grill masters shop for top-tier quality products to barbecue or cook a great piece of meat. Owner Bob Fulton always emphasizes to me the importance of selling a great quality product, whether it's a new grill or one of the many outdoor kitchen accessories. Don't be fooled by buying products online. I assure you, you're not getting what you're paying for. Stop by Universal Propane Grill and Light and allow Bob Fulton to explain and inform you on true quality products. With the huge showroom floor at Universal Propane Grill and Light, you're able to get a hands-on education. Universal Propane Grill and Light stands behind their products. No knockoffs that will corrode, break down, and fall apart after a few uses. Shop where all the grill masters go. Universal Propane Grill and Light, 9106 FM 1960 West, just west of 249. Give Bob a call today at 281-894-8878 or visit their website, gasgrillwarehouse.com. Universal Propane Grill and Light.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner show with Nathan Ross, and I wanted to pick up on some additional questions about the 401 or Solo K, 401 Trust is what I call it. You know, the questions I went through last week, I had several people email me, and I hope these aren't repeats. I didn't go back and look at my notes from a week ago, but if they are, well, so be it. They're probably asked a little bit differently, so you may not realize it. First question is what is a solo 401k plan? I'm going to use the word solo because, again, that's the marketing, that's the term. If you've heard of a self-directed 401 trust, you probably heard it referred to as a solo K plan or solo 401k. But it's a qualified 401k retirement plan that's specifically designed for one participant. So it's a retirement plan designed for employers who have no full-time employees other than themselves, a business partner, or a spouse. Those all qualify as a single participant. You may have heard, you know, these plans also referred to as a self-employed 401k, a self-directed 401k, a one-participant plan. I think the IRS in places refers to it as a single-employee retirement plan. But the Solo K, or the 401 Trust, as I call it, has been around since the tax relief, or let's say it's Economic Growth Tax Relief Reconciliation Act, and that acronym's not as easy as the TCJA, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act we had in 2017. It's EGTRRA. I'm not even sure how to pronounce that. But anyway, it came into being in 2001, and you know, there were other retirement plans at the time that self-employed workers could use, but they didn't have quite the benefit level that the 401k did like this. And so, you know, while this plan's been around since that point in time, there were some restrictions on its use, on how it would operate, that did not make it exactly all that attractive for folks like we work with that literally may want to retire when they're 58 and they want to start taking distributions. Well, you really couldn't do that at that time. Now, with the in-service distribution rules that took effect about 5-6 years ago, you know, the people I work with that want to truly control their money, they want a 401k that pays them, not the reverse. Well, all of a sudden, this plan became very attractive for those folks. Is an individual 401k, second question, is an individual 401k the same as a solo K? And I guess the answer I would offer there is, while the solo 401k and individual 401k are both owner-only retirement plans, the individual 401k is something you'll typically see offered by brokerage firms and traditional financial institutions, whereas the solo K, or what I call 401 trust again, is generally going to be something you'll see that's offered by self-directed custodians that promote and offer IRA accounts, regular IRAs, Roth IRAs, et cetera, et cetera. And so the traditional institutions and brokerage firms with their individual 401k accounts and options generally limit you to the financial products they sell, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, etc. While while a self-directed custodial 401 or solo K gives clients, ostensibly gives you the freedom to make alternative investments, and in our case that would be real estate. So you take control of your funds. Now, depending on how the custodian works, you typically do have to request approval before you invest in each transaction. It's a little bit of an impediment. However, there's no mandate or code requirement with the way a 401 trust works or a solo K that you have a custodian. I guess there is for a solo K, because you're going to buy a solo K through a custodian typically, but the 401 trust that we work with and help our clients adopt, they are the trustee. They control the checkbook. They decide who, when, where, and how much to disperse funds from, whether that's to a sponsor for the next transaction they want to invest in, or whether that's to themselves to pay next month's bills, which means, of course, they're ready to pay tax on those distributed funds and penalty if they happen to be under the age of 59 and a half. So in any event, who qualifies for a solo 401k? To qualify for the solo 401k plan, you must be self-employed and generate some form of self-employment income. It says if you are the owner of a business, you must not have full-time employees, excluding yourself, business partner, and spouse. So we talked about this question last week. The self-employment income requirement involves any activity that has the intention of making a profit. And obviously over, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, there needs to be some sort of profit, or at least a pretty good reason why there's not. So you got to be able to show the activity that you've undertaken in that goal or towards that goal. And so, you know, it's not as onerous a requirement as you might think. It can be making offers to flip properties or wholesale properties. It could be a Mary Kay business. It could be a consulting business, realtor, lawyer, accountant, consultant, et cetera, et cetera. All at different levels. And by the way, just Google side gig, that's all you need, and look at the 8,000 suggestions on how you might achieve that. Let's see here. I don't want to get in. I've got a couple questions that are a little bit much for the radio time we have. Can a spouse contribute to the solo 401k? Good question. And if your spouse is involved in the business and earns compensation from it, he or she can contribute to the solo 401k plan. Now, it's also true that if you and your spouse own a sole proprietorship, such as a Schedule C, you can split the net income off of that business the way you report it on your tax return. You know, we're here in the great state of Texas. And so, you know, community property, if you've got a sole proprietorship and your wife is involved in that business, you're basically co-owners, and it can be reported that away on your tax return. No special election required, just by merely filing your tax return in that form or fashion. That provides the ability for both of you to make contributions. Does a solo 401k plan allow for Roth contributions? You know, a lot of the plans, I see this more with the solo K type plans that are offered by custodians, where they do not allow for Roth type contributions. And that's more, that's a choice. And most IRA custodians don't have the staff, you know, that are trained in tax law to an extent where they can answer questions about Roth contributions or Roth conversions. It's a somewhat complicated area, and the Roth 401 rules are a little bit different than the Roth IRA rules. So bottom line is we include the Roth feature in all of the plans that we adopt for clients, and you can actually absolutely make Roth contributions, and you can absolutely do conversions. And if you're interested in the zero tax math strategies that we offer, that's like front and center. You know, we understand the benefit of paying a little bit of tax today, not a lot of bit, which is what the gurus would suggest. When you rip the Band-Aid off and pull your money out of your plan, we're gonna figure out the optimal level over like a 5-10 year period to convert those funds. And then once you've done that, unlike taking your money outside the plan, you are done with reporting tax, or taxable income rather, on the dollars that come in off of those investments that come out of that side of the plan. And then let's see, what is a solo 401k plan loan? Okay, the solo K plan loan, or 401 trust plan loan, allows, it's the same as the big company 401 K loan provision. It allows participants to borrow up to $50,000 or 50% of the account value, whichever is less. This loan is tax and penalty free and can be used for any purpose. That's a nice feature to have. You may be looking at perhaps doing a flip, or buying a piece of real estate to fix up and sell. We refer to those as flips in most cases. And you need some money to handle that transaction. Well, you can loan yourself money out of your 401 trust, up to $50,000 or 50% of the account value, whichever is less. How is the loan paid back is the follow-up question. And a participant loan must be repaid over an amortization period of 5 years or less. Payment frequencies can be greater than quarterly. The interest rate has to be a reasonable rate of interest. We usually use 1% over prime. I think it's about 4.25% right now on the loans that we do. And so, you know, if that fits for you, then great. And you don't have to wait 5 years to pay it back. You can pay it off at any time. Okay, well, we're going to be leaving for this week. We enjoyed the show. We hope we added to your knowledge base when it comes to the content. And if you have some questions you want to email me about, feel free to do so. It's Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, at mpross.com. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.